USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer surge of the Delta variant of COVID-19 has proven less deadly than previous waves. The seven-day average of daily cases has risen to as high as 66,606 near the peak of the summer surge 2021. Daily hospitalizations have been much lower, with the Delta variant surge hitting just over 31,000 at the highest. According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of people dying each day from COVID is just over 320 people per day. Congress is missing a deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Last month, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sent a letter to congressional leadership saying lawmakers needed this to happen by August 2nd. If Congress didn't act, Yellen warned her department would have to take certain additional extraordinary measures to avoid a default. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is on track for Senate passage this week. Key lawmakers said on Sunday, setting the stage for a floor battle this week and a hand-wringing of Democrats' demands for a follow-up bill that would spend trillions more on child care, education, and social welfare. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins tells CNN she believes the Roads and Bridges bill will win over enough Republicans to overcome filibuster fears in the evenly divided chamber.
This bill is good for America. Every senator can look at bridges and roads and need for more broadband, waterways in their states, seaports, airports, and see the benefits, the very concrete benefits, no pun intended, of this legislation. It's going to make us more competitive, more productive. It's going to create good jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Less than 1% of those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have tested positive for the virus. That's according to a new study by the Kaiser Family Foundation that looked at breakthrough coronavirus cases that resulted in hospitalization or death. This as President Biden continues to call the latest spike a pandemic of the unvaccinated. One of the things we are seeing, though, as people do test positive for the new Delta variant, not as many people are dying. In fact, only 300 people are dying per day from the Delta variant of COVID-19. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel believes the messaging from the administration is off the mark.
They don't message the idea of the low death rate because the highest risk groups are already largely vaccinated, like the elderly. It's right. Always how many cases 80%. There are, not about the fact that almost everyone that's vaccinated gets either a mild case or no case. That actually might, that positive messaging might actually get more people to take the vaccine. But it's always, you have misinformation, we have correct information. You know, this idea that you have a moral requirement. Instead of talking about it in more personal terms, protect yourself, protect your family, you'll get a mild case at worst. At worst, all it is fear messaging, the politics to control, the non-ending pandemic.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.